And we are joined by Allie Breen from New York City. Allie, how are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Mrs. Arnold.
Okay. For this segment,
oh, okay. Allie, we asked her to leave the room.
Hi, Allie. How are you?
I don't blame you guys.
We thought it might get a little weird.
You're not
going to
talk funky bad stuff, are you?
It's Maude Fricker.
It was. Hi, honey. What are you doing? You're not going to talk about your love life, are you, cutie?
Wow. A little bit of Jonathan Winters. Very nice.
Marty Frickert. He caught it. You got it. Both of you got it.
Yeah, we got it.
Listen, honey.
Now, the way this segment works, Frank, is Allie is a beautiful young woman living in New York City, a woman on the make.
I was there as well.
Uh-huh. And she is you still have that boyfriend, right?
I do have that boyfriend, yep.
Okay.
Now, what's going to happen when she says no? Then you're going to feel pretty
bad. I know.
Why am I going to feel bad? Well, it depends. I mean, if she dumps him, I'm...
It depends on how it goes.
He's bullseye on that. Why would he feel bad?
Well, right. When has Tom ever been affected by somebody else's personal pain?
Good point. Right. Got me there.
In any way.
Sorry. But the point is, you've been around the block a time or two, so you have a few things to say about love.
Boy. Wow.
You know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. So we have several people in here. Now, Frank, you're a one-and-done married guy, right?
What?
Yeah, you're still married. It's
going really well.
As far as we can tell.
He hasn't been home in a while. What are you trying to say?
Well, some of the stuff I talked about on the show today about hoarding has gotten back to her.
Okay.
I'm all right.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. What have you got letter-wise, Allie?
Wow, now we're worried about all of our moms listening, Tom.
Okay.
Okay, I'm starting here. Dear Allie, my fiancé postponed our wedding because he had money concerns. Then he bought a house and said I could move in and pay rent.
Oh.
I wanted to rent something together until we could afford to buy, but he said this saves us both money and he's thinking about our future. I think he's thinking about his future. What do you think?
Yeah, pay rent.
Wow, paying
rent.
Oh, rather than having your name on the...
That's wrong. Yeah. That's not happening.
Yeah,
100%.
No, that's not happening.
Josh, you want to take this? You got a brand new house.
He may be thinking ultra logically, but this was a mistake.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think this is the way to go.
Yeah?
100%. Yeah.
You like it?
Absolutely. I think it's brilliant.
So he's going to be there in bed with her going, hey, want to fool around with your landlord? No.
I think that's some great role playing.
Okay.
Nobody's with me on this.
No.
No, I'm out. Chick, your thoughts?
No, I'm out.
Okay, Allie?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even understand. If they got married after the fact, she would still get half of the house, right? So I don't know. Unless they never get married, though, it shouldn't change anything except the romance is gone.
The paying rent thing sounds weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharing the home would be...
Right.
The way to say
it. Yeah, the guy really... Yeah. Didn't go about this the right,
right.
way. Okay. Unless
like
he wants to break
catch.
Up.
Yeah, I think Chick put it best. Sounds like a real catch. Anticipating something going wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
What's next, Allie?
Okay, since we just brought up Chick, I'll go with this. Dear Allie, I have taken Chick's advice and I'm getting out of my relationship.
Must
be a pass. I know, I think that's usually all of our advice after these letters.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it involves a divorce. Since there are a few divorce veterans in the room, I was wondering if they could give any advice on how to keep it amicable.
We're not like not.
You know, all of a sudden, I've come up with a response to all these situations. She sounds like a real catch.
No, that's a fair question. How do you keep it amicable?
I have an amicable. All of my divorces have been amicable.
Yeah, well, experience is the great teacher.
Yes, it is.
And by the way, this is a he. This is a he and not a she.
Okay, well,
He sounds like a real catch.
I don't know. I think that's reasonable.
I think it's reasonable. You just have to suck it up. You just can't say anything bad and just don't instigate. Don't instigate.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time he sees her, he doesn't want... You don't bring up all of the
problems. No, you don't. Are there kids involved, did they say?
No, they didn't say. I know that's where it becomes tricky,
Is where it becomes tricky, and that's my only advice I ever give
people.
But
if there are
no
kids involved, you don't go up to her and say, hey, I thought I saw your mom yesterday. Right. Was she stirring the cauldron or carrying her broom?
Yeah, you don't do stuff like that.
You don't do stuff like that.
Never talk badly about your ex in front of your kids. Yeah, you just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I think we've answered that one.
Mm-hmm. All the logical stuff.
Right.
Okay. Dear Allie, I'm an older man who's been married for over 30 years. My wife is my best friend, but we have zero sex life. I recently went on a business trip and I hired a prostitute. No emotion, just sex.
Don't
but now
tell
I keep
her.
Finding myself wanting to go back and see her.
Yeah, yeah. This is letter letter A.
A
two.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it actually helps my relationship since my wife doesn't want to have sex with me. Should I continue or stop?
You guys don't want my advice.
Sadie and about this yesterday.
I want to hear Christy and Josh. What do you got, Josh?
Well, yes, keep doing it. Don't never bring it up to your wife.
Never tell her.
Never tell her.
Never
don't
tell
ever
her.
Get caught.
Yeah.
Keep doing it.
Don't ever get caught.
What isn't this guy, isn't his love going to just transfer to this prostitute eventually?
Don't let that happen either.
Well, good luck with that.
There's the tricky part.
But apparently, Sadie and I were talking about this on the podcast. You know, men do have that ability to not fall in love with somebody,
right.
And women too. We talked about that too. Men and women.
Right.
There are plenty of people
easier
out there
for men.
who can have a strictly physical relationship.
There's potential for him to no longer resent his wife.
Right.
For them to really get along.
Yeah.
And
they're best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never call the wife the prostitute's name. By the way.
Well, no.
Even when she's making pancakes. You know, Galaxy makes better pancakes.
Well,
than
if
you
you're
do.
Paying the prostitute, you could call her whatever you want. Can't you?
But
you call her by
hold
the
on
wife?
A second. So Josh says, don't pay her rent. Or ask her to pay rent. Just pay her.
Yeah.
Between those two stories,
I mean, that's
two
pretty,
birds
that's
with
a
one
pretty
stone.
Honest relationship. Well, not between the wife and he, but
no.
Between he and the prostitute.
Okay. What would President Trump say about this?
I think it's a great way to go. I think, Allie, keep it to yourself. Understand I don't want to hear the sign. I only like to hear that from a lady when I'm giving her the Trump Tower.
And something about a non-disclosure and a
non-disclosure
big fat
and it gets a little stormy.
Okay, thanks very much.
But it's luxurious.
I don't get why people don't fall in love with prostitutes all the time, because that seems like the guy's dream. She'll show up, have sex, and leave immediately. I would think that they would always fall in love. That's the opposite of a wife, you know? I think that that's
because you're
getting
intimacy.
Love and sex mixed up.
Correct.
For guys, those don't connect.
Correct.
For women, not all. I mean, you can't go 100%, but for guys, it's they
can
they,
separate.
They can cohabitate at times.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see the beginning of the movie Election?
Yes.
Ever see that movie, Ellie?
I think so. Yeah, I did. I can't remember the beginning of it, though.
You said that with an L? Election?
Election. Yeah, there's a great scene about this, how sometimes people get confused about what they really need, like love.
Right.
Okay, let's go on to our next one.
Sure. Dear Allie, my girlfriend is really judgy. She comments negatively on almost everyone we see. She says I'm wonderful, but her constant snide remarks make me wonder what she really thinks or says to other people.
I'll
about
take
me.
Care of this.
Dad, you want to take this one, Tommy?
Is there more, or is that just...
Should I let her negativity bother me?
Yes!
Look at him.
No, she's just like me, a critic of civilization as we know it. I for one,
like a clear thinking American.
I for one feel terribly let down by civilization, and I'm just trying to get through. And I look around every day, and I think, oh my God, this is what we were given.
Tom wants her phone number.
Perhaps Allie could do a Major League Baseball update. How about that?
Oh,
she and John Evans could do it.
If this is a super negative person and you don't like it, get out.
Yeah. There we go again. Get out.
Birthday. Can't tell him anything. It's his birthday.
It's Josh's day.
Exactly. He gets the last say.
Does Kelly ever get upset with you for being so negative?
When did this become about me?
Because you're judgmental and...
socially inept?
Yeah.
Hateful and...
hateful?
Oh, hateful. I'm in on hateful.
So, Tom, just so you know, I don't see any of this these guys are saying.
Thank you.
I see none of this. No.
Thank you, Frank Caliendo, by the way, who will be in Charlotte, North Carolina on June 4th.
Where?
Charlotte.
Everybody's trying to talk over my plug.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Allie, what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I think I have so many friends. I mean, I'm friends with comics who are some of the most negative people in the world, but they're hilarious about it.
They're critiquing the world around them.
Yeah, but I like to assume that when they're with me and critiquing everyone else, that they're not doing the same when they're everyone else, you know, with other people about me. I'm sure that I'm wrong, yeah, but I have that outlook.
That's what everybody does.
Well, yeah, give us your boyfriend's phone number. We'll get the dirt.
Just check their texts. After you were with them, just check their texts.
That's not a bad idea. If I could get into that, I'd love to.
Are you a Snoopy person? Are you a snooper?
No. You know what? I'm not, but I get really curious sometimes. Like, I'll see my boyfriend's phone sitting on the table, and I won't touch it, but I'll really want to occasionally.
Oh, really?
You just hire a hacker. That's
Are you a Snoopy person?
No. Don't. You don't ever want to do that.
Yeah, I'm not a snooper either.
But don't you get curious what people say when you're not around? I mean, it starts to...
No, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
You know why? Because they're all idiots. Everybody's an idiot. I don't care. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
What they think does not matter.
And most of the time, somebody, when they say something, is based on emotion, right? Something that's just happened to you recently, mm-hmm, and you say things that you might not even say a day later, but usually something will happen. You'll be like, "This is they're driving me crazy. They're nuts." And a day from then, it doesn't matter anymore. So.
Right.
Yeah. So Liam Neeson, when he gets the second phone call on Taken, what would he say?
I know who you are. I know what you want. I don't care about your life, and I still have the skills.
I've changed my mind. It's okay, keeper.
My wife, please. She's taken.
Taken, my wife, please.
I was trying to figure out how to form that.
That would be
did it the Yoda way.
That should be the parody version of that movie.
Taken, my wife.
Taken, my wife. Please.
Oh, that'd be great.
And it starts with Liam Neeson with a violin. Yeah. I'm on stage. Little Honey Youngman joke there, chick. Okay, good.
Yeah, take my wife, please. Got it.
Oh, sorry to bother you, buddy.
Yeah. Take my sports cluster. Coster? Cluster. Cluster. That's what this is. It's a cluster.
A lot of times sports is a cluster.
Okay. Well, thanks, Allie.
Oh, birthday. Sorry. Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. Happy birthday, Josh.
Thank you, Allie.
And I'm touching him, so I have birthday immunity as well.
Oh, he's right. He's right.
Are you working this weekend, Allie?
Yeah, I just got back to New York. I'll be at the comic strip on the Upper East Side.
Okay, cool. Allie Breen, thank you very much, Allie.
Thanks so much. I'll talk to you guys soon.
See you, Allie.
Bye.